definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Hey, what's happening? Happy Thursday. Good morning and welcome on to the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Brought to you, as always, by Happy State Bank, alongside David Collier. I'm Choice Woodman, Lucas White across the way taking care of us. You may also hit us up. Thoughts, comments, questions, all welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app, which you can take just about anywhere with you.
You going to turn anything else off in the middle of the show?
No.
Okay.
You can even listen in out in Hurricane, Utah.
Well,
if you so choose.
That's a Utah city I would not have had on the bingo card.
Yeah, probably not. Huh. Probably not.
You know, sure. Many Utah cities besides
The Provo basics?
And, yeah.
Like, I could probably tell you
all the places you've gone skiing.
Oh, I have. I've only been skiing in Utah once.
Oh, only. Okay.
You act like, and I've only been to one place, but I will say it was the best skiing I've ever done. So. Oh.
Great. I'm happy for you.
Are you a skier?
I used to ski, and then the men's basketball team got good at basketball again. I never get to go anymore.
Ski season went kerplat.
Yeah.
Okay. I get that.
I mean, when early on in my career, my wife lived in Colorado, and we went to, I think we went once. Maybe we went twice, but we would go to Ruidosa and ski during the lean years of Texas Tech men's basketball, and then they got good.
Yeah, and then they got good. So, no, Park City is the one place I went to in Utah. Okay. It was quite nice. And every time you thought you got to the last place, there was more runs and more runs, and it's nothing like the skiing we have down here in Texas.
Yeah.
Soon, if you're awake, we will talk some basketball. We'll actually be on while there's a basketball game going on.
That's always fun.
A little bit this morning. So we know the last half hour we can say absolutely nothing or anything we want and no one will be listening. So that's okay.
Just flip during the commercial breaks. If there's a TV timeout, you can come over and see how we're doing.
Yeah. You just check Texas. In on us.
Yeah, check in on us. Make sure we're okay.
Wellness check. Yeah. I mean, that's all right. We'll accept it. We understand our fate. But coming up at 10:30 over on Double T 97.3, that'll be when the broadcast begins for the early morning game. I guess just morning game. It's not early morning. Texas Tech and Brigham Young University out of Utah. The Red Raiders going up against the Mormons today. And I said it. I don't know if this was this week or last week. They're all running together. I said I kind of wanted BYU. I requested BYU over UCF, and I said I really hope BYU shoots the lights out against UCF, and they did that.
Yeah.
So, because, you know.
Can't do that two times in a row.
Well, odds are less likely. I don't know what the actual odds people tell you, the statisticians and stuff, but I feel like that's what BYU's been a lot this year. They have had really hot shooting games. A lot of times followed by games where they're not shooting near as well. So maybe you catch them in the game that they don't shoot the basketball as well. Hopeful thinking, wishful thinking.
Yeah.
Might be truthful thinking. We'll see. Today is Texas Tech and BYU will square off this morning. Got a lot of sportage to get into today.
You got to call a baseball game yesterday. That was pretty.
I did get to call a baseball game. Yeah. It was all right. I mean, as far as the.
It was kind of like the weather at the baseball game. You wouldn't know because you were in a cushy booth.
Oh, no. I experienced the weather very much for like a brief 5-10 seconds there when the wind blew the door open. So.
But if you weren't under the awning in the first three innings or so, you were roasting. Now, once the shade started working, much like the Texas Tech bats after their sixth run inning, it got kind of kind of chilly at times with the wind. I mean, not chilly, but you know what I'm saying. You're in the
chilly.
Shade.
Wow.
The wind was pretty stout.
I got to be honest, I did put my jacket back on in the booth.
Yeah, you had your jacket on early on, and then I noticed you were not wearing it because you had that big, huge white pullover on, right?
No, Jamie had the pullover. I had just a polo.
You had a white pullover.
Just a white polo, that's all.
So you changed?
No, I had a black pullover over a white polo. So I just took the pullover off initially and then put it back on.
No, my question is, you changed from here to the baseball game because you were wearing a white pullover yesterday here.
Never was.
Yes, you were.
Jamie was. Oh my gosh.
He was wearing a white pullover yesterday.
We don't even look the same, man.
He was wearing a white pullover yesterday.
Was not.
Yes, you were. You don't even know what you were wearing.
I was wearing a...
Man, I hope you describe the game better than your clothing. My goodness.
I promise you I didn't have a white pullover
yesterday. You were wearing a white pullover yesterday.
I don't even own... I own one white pullover.
And you were wearing it yesterday.
And you know what? I'm in my winter weight stage, so it doesn't fit as well. So I haven't broken the white one out in a while.
Are you awake right now?
I'm carrying a few extra pounds from my holiday weight.
Yeah.
So,
aren't we all?
Well, I've been carrying them around for the last few years, so it's just... It's a little rough. But, yeah, there was a baseball game. Texas Tech won, so that's good. It's a midweek game. We've seen a lot of teams fall in the midweek really this week. There was quite a few ranked teams that fell. Duke lost to Ryder on Tuesday after Duke took 2 of 3 against Wake Forest. UNC Greensboro beat NC State.
Just not being where your feet are.
18-3. I think you're right.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Got to be where your feet are. And where Texas Tech's feet will be for baseball, you get 3 in Waco this weekend, maybe. They're anticipating quite a bit of poor weather where it could shuffle some games around or shift some games around. Oh, it's going to be a day. I can already tell. It's going to be one of those days. But again... After 11:30, we could say anything we want, and we know.
Just to clarify, it's 9:09.
It's still 9:09, okay. So I'm just warming up to it.
The good thing is we can't see anything because you turned all of it off, so that's good.
We can see ourselves. Look at the reflection. You don't need to see yourself.
I know. I don't need to see myself.
And your big hair, big sexy
hair.
I know.
You know what's funny is, I don't know if I said this yesterday, but Sneed saw me at the baseball game on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
He's like, man, that hair is a little poofy.
Oh, that's good.
I'm trying to get it cut. I'm well aware.
We'll get into all sorts of stuff, though, just for fun. I have a football question for the group. Just why not?
Yeah, why not?
Spring football is next week.
Yes, very well-timed spring football.
Yeah.
That typically happens in the spring. I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Something's going on next week, though.
Aroldis Chapman really loves his mom. I don't know if you've seen that.
I have not, but I don't know that I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, very weird. The latest opt-in to the NCAA football game. Get to that stuff. And plenty more. Some headlines for you. Coming up next, you are listening to The End of the Bench. Till noon today, if we make it that far, on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Time for a few headlines, what you need to know. Part of the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Choice Woodman, David Collier here in the First United Bank studio. First headline for all you golf fans. Golf. The Players Championship has gotten underway out in Florida. As Ludwig Aberg, whatever you want to call him today, he is 1 under par through a few holes. You're just watching.
I'm watching.
There's some golf rules that are very funky. That's for sure. He's 1 under par, which is tied for 12th currently.
No, he's a nice little easy birdie putt away from being 2 under though.
Probably going to be 2 under and into the top 5 pretty quick, but now top 10 in the world after last month. So pretty meteoric rise for Aberg. Pretty cool to see that. Texas Tech baseball winners yesterday, 9-7, as the Red Raiders take down New Mexico State. And from this point on, Red Raiders will be rooting for New Mexico State a lot. So they've got a lot of tough games coming up.
They can hit.
They can hit. There's no question about that. Had 17 hits in the game. Out-hit Texas Tech 17-13. Tech controlled the game most of the way in a rare rough outing from Ryan Free. Allowed 3 runs in the 9th inning, but Tech holds on to get the 9-7 victory. On deck for Texas Tech, a road trip to Waco as the Red Raiders will play against the Baylor Bears on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's the scheduled start. We'll see if any of that changes. Because the rule, you can help me with that. This, there's a clock that starts essentially once you play that first game. So you can move the whole series back to like Sunday or Saturday, Sunday, Monday. But there's a clock that you have a certain amount of time. I think it's 72 hours to get all the games in from first pitch on whenever, whether it's Friday
whenever
or Saturday.
Start the thing.
So,
and that's one series you don't want to lose a game.
Well, yeah, you want to play all 3 games. That's how you feel. That's definitely the case.
After watching what they've done this year, then please give me all. I'll play 4 games against them if you want me to.
5 total wins is what Baylor's at up to this point in the season. Texas Tech basketball has a game this morning. They'll play against Brigham Young in the opener today of the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City. This will be the quarterfinal round. Texas Tech and BYU go at it after BYU had a 15-point win over UCF yesterday, and the game didn't feel that close at times after how BYU was shooting the basketball. But will be in a 10:30 start time. You can find it on Double T 97.3, tip-off at 11:30 this morning on campus today. Texas Tech women's tennis will play against Kansas at 5 o'clock. Is that here? That is here, right?
I believe it is here, yeah.
Yeah, 5 o'clock today. So the Lady Raiders trying to get another conference win there. In the high school ranks, Lubbock Cooper baseball is what we'll have coming up for you here on 100.7 The Score. That's a 1 o'clock first pitch. So if you want to tune in, you can do so here on The Score. Professional Mavs beat the Warriors 109-99 last night. Wizards play at the Rockets tonight at 7. Go Lucas. Are they still really bad?
They're atrocious. I think they're second worst.
Because
I think they're still like half a game maybe ahead of the Pistons.
Okay. And then tonight, Mavericks play second of a back-to-back. They'll be in Oklahoma City taking on the Thunder at 9. On the ice, the Stars play the Devils. That will be at 7 o'clock this evening. And the Dallas Cowboys finally made a signing, or an agreement in principle. Eric Kendricks, linebacker from previously with, I almost said San Diego. It was close. Chargers signs with the Cowboys. After he did a quick about face, said one day he's going to the 49ers and says, never mind. I'll go play for my former coach and Mike Zimmer and be in Dallas.
Can't blame him for that.
No.
Familiarity.
Weird that he said, hey, I'm going to sign a deal with the 49ers. We don't see that too much, even though all these contracts right now are agreed verbally.
Well, they can sign him today, though, right?
I think today is the first day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know when the actual clock starts. It may have been at 9 a.m., 8 a.m. But, yeah, so Eric Kendricks, a real linebacker with the Dallas Cowboys. Look at that. One good signing so far this offseason. You two can join us. Whatever thoughts, comments, questions you got, bring those in on the AIDS Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app. And at 107thescore.com. So far, the Cowboys have made the signing of Eric Kendricks, who they have lost in free agency so far, Tony Pollard, Tennessee. Dorrance Armstrong went to Washington. Tyler Biadasz went to Washington. Dante Fowler, Washington, and Neville Gilmore, Miami. So five losses so far, one addition. There are conversations with A.J. Dillon. Has he hadn't signed anywhere yet, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that may be your one running back.
Ooh. Sheesh. It's exciting. Let's look at the draft board.
You what?
I was going to say mate there, and it doesn't work because it's Humpty Doo.
No, it's Humpty Doo, mate. We can't ruin that. All right, y'all keep chiming in. Yates Flooring Center chat line. I think David should just Google Aroldis Chapman.
Okay, I can do that.
Mom.
That doesn't sound like something I need to.
Aroldis Chapman, mom. Someone posted a. Aroldis Chapman posted a video. It is about as weird as anything as I've seen. And it makes me glad he's not a Texas Ranger. Not just the anxiety he gave me.
Yeah.
And, you know, the terrible past he's had towards women. But this is one of the weirdest things I've seen.
Well, just to clarify, I'm reading some story right now from some paper. And the first line is quoting him saying, or wait a minute, yeah, quoting him, it's normal to do in Cuba with your mother and grandmother as a joke.
Heberg, by the way, missed his birdie putt.
Oops.
Come on.
That's on choice.
You said he was going to make it. Normal to do? I don't know. There's a video where he's on his Instagram story where he's lying on the couch with an older woman that people are saying is his mom. And cops a feel. I'll say that. Very freaking weird. All right.
All right. Honking. That's what this story called it.
Honking.
Yeah.
That's better. Oh, and the again, kids are, the we, kids we are come on back to me. Too.
All I said, I just read a quote and I said honking. You yes. read all the other stuff.
No, I didn't read anything. I'm just uncomfortable right now. And what's great is all the kids are out in spring break right now, so parents get to explain things. What is honking, Dad? You know, that sort of thing.
In the car.
It's definitely in the car.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Hit us up. Thoughts, comments, questions on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Try to follow that up.
Thanks for making me Google that.
You're welcome. Now who knows what your algorithms are going to be messed up like, you know, on there. Someone says Texas Tech 2, BYU 1.
That sounds like a...
Is that next weekend's baseball prediction?
That sounds like a morning drive prediction.
Okay.
The Price is Right prediction there.
Okay.
You know, if you say your score and I think it's too high, then I'm just going to...
You're just going to go...
I'm going to go way under.
That's fair.
Who did they pick, though? They picked Texas Tech? Okay.
It's March. It's spring season now, Choice. You're taking that winter weight right into dad bod season. There we go. That's right. We are creeping on dad bod season. So.
Choice, if you know what? In the next... We can't see because Choice turned our television off. But next segment, you're going to wear my glasses, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll find out why in the next segment as well.
And a white pullover.
It's false.
Oh, no.
Is this one of those like blue dress, gold dress situations? Where you guys happen to see white and I was wearing black? I don't know.
I don't think so.
It's the end of the bench on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thrilled to be part of your Thursday. You're listening to the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Choice Woodman, David Collier here in the First United Bank studio. Keep hitting us up. If you got any thoughts, comments, questions, drop those in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Easiest route to get to us. We'll get back to some of that. I got some bracketologies. We'll throw those your way in a little bit. By the way, Ludvig Aberg at the Players just dropped in an eagle putt. I'm like 5 feet away, so.
Yeah.
So he did most of his work early. he's coming up on the famed 17th at TPC Sawgrass. So we could see him go after the Island Green here in a moment. Which, I get why they call it an Island Green, but it's actually a peninsula.
It is.
It does.
Yeah.
That's somewhat bothers me. Rory McIlroy is already 6 under. He always plays well at this.
You'd think that considering where it's located, they would be aggravated that it's called an Island Green, since that state is a peninsula.
It's a state, yeah.
My goodness. Have you ever been there?
No, I would like to.
When we went for the Gator Bowl, I drove up one morning, and they won't let you go anywhere near that green, the really? Island Green. No, they won't let you get anywhere close to it.
You just gotta play it then.
Yeah, I could have afforded that.
It used to not be unbelievably expensive. I think it's now like $500 or something, but used to be somewhere in the $200 range to play that course.
I had enough money to buy a hat, Choice.
All right.
And maybe a golf towel. That's about it.
We can do some illegal play-by-play right now. Saberg's on there. Tied for third right now at 3 under par.
Bloop.
He does not take very much time.
I wouldn't either if I was standing in front of that water.
He made it.
Stay.
He made it on for a moment. It backspun onto the rough, but he's only 10 feet away from the cup. So maybe he can chip it in. There you go. He didn't go in the water. That's the good news on his first. I doubt it's his first ever time to. Yeah, it probably is his first time to play this in a tournament.
Professional,
for sure.
Yeah,
he's a professional. All right, so Texas Tech basketball plays this morning, coming up at 11:30 against BYU. I don't know what to expect in this game. I don't think there's a result of any sort that would surprise me from this game, and that's kind of a general statement in the Big 12 conference this year. Is anything can happen any day or night. Wouldn't be surprised by it. But this particular game, BYU dictates what kind of game this is to me. Their shooting dictates, because they are, as cliche as it is, the true definition of a team that lives and dies by the three. Agreed? Disagree?
Yeah. Well, yes, if they're hitting the threes, then everything else works out for them with our guy, Wiz.
Sure, sure. I mean,
Wiz is able to hit backdoor cuts, and they are able to get easier baskets. Right, but their
three game opens up or closes up their entire offense.
Yeah, and you know they want to do it relatively quick, but I think part of the goal at the other end is to try not to let it get to that speed, because Grant McCaslin mentioned it last week.
Right.
They're unbeaten this year when they hold people under 75 points. So,
well, you want to score more than 75 points then. That seems to be the goal for Texas Tech, and that's what happened when they came here. It was a tale of two halves here.
They actually scored over 75 points in that game, but you still beat them.
Was it
85 to 78.
Okay.
Your record is not near as good as you can imagine when you give up more. I think it's like 4 and yeah, whatever your loss total is.
So,
9.
This is a game to me, again, that's more about BYU than it is about Texas Tech. To me, that's how I view it. That being said, Texas Tech has looked like the team in the last two games. Texas Tech's looked like the team we saw 3 weeks ago, rather than the one that struggled for the last 2.5 weeks.
I can agree with that to an extent. It made me feel a lot better with that statement. Yes. Against Baylor.
Yes.
Because I thought it was somewhat fool's gold before that. I thought it was a false sense of, you know, a return to what we had seen earlier. But once they did it against Baylor, I can definitely agree with that. The only problem I do have with that is you're not playing against Oklahoma State or West Virginia in this game at 11:30 on a neutral site.
Yeah.
Against a team that just got the neutral site first ever Big 12 tournament game jitters out of the way.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't disagree. I felt the same way about the Baylor game. is like, yeah, it's you play, you looked so much better against Oklahoma State, but
Oklahoma State looked Oklahoma like they State. Weren't. Yeah, they looked like they were going through the motions in that game.
But you did it against Baylor, and the way you were able to, and you used home crowd advantage, there's no question about it. But the way you were able to give up the lead, not able to give up the lead, but you did give up the lead and still came back and fired off a big run. That's when Texas Tech has struggled. They haven't gone on those big runs in games.
Yeah.
And that's what you've got to see. You've got to see hot offense at times. Pop Isaacs, really, if you have the allotment, the assortment of guys shooting well, it makes this team really difficult to beat. If Pop is shooting it well, it seemed like when you were playing well earlier in Big 12 play, you could have a guy with a night off or a off night, but Kerwin Walton was going to shoot. If Pop was off, then Kerwin was going to shoot it well. Chance McMillan was going to have a good game. Darian Williams, whoever that may be, you were shooting the basketball well other places, even if Chance McMillan had his off night and someone else is picking up the slack somewhere else. Your lull that you went through for a couple of weeks there, no one was really shooting the ball well. And it, and a lot of it did, the catalyst for most of that was Pop Isaacs. That's the biggest part is Pop played well against Baylor. He shot the ball well against Baylor, and that when he does that, it does open up your entire offense.
And they were getting off quick shots in that game, too. You remember whenever they hit those four in a row. I don't think that was a slowdown.
No, they were all
transition. I mean,
all
they
four
were
of
quick,
them.
Which is kind of, you know, I think you want to slow it down against them. You don't want to get in that track meet. Let's see who can hit more threes.
Yeah.
And I say that, and they're going to hit six more threes than Baylor and win the game, which, if that's the case, perfect.
Sure, sure.
I just don't know if you want to live by that.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's the goal. Wouldn't say that's the goal. You can survive it because we've seen it. Saw it against BYU, saw it against Baylor. But it's not what they're wanting to play. You'd rather slow it down. Panhandle Raider says, so y'all will be watching the game and there will be total silence during the last 30 minutes of the show.
Quite possibly.
Not total silence, but, you know. I would say he's about to chip this on the
green,
isn't
he? We'll just
do
the entire show. With reactions of John Harris. How about that? We won't do play-by-play. Yeah, so look, that right there was somebody not playing help defense. Somebody cut back
door. I thought that was my positive one.
That was the positive one? Okay. Need
man,
to work
I,
on that
I got to work on it. Yeah. I mean, you'd think I'd been around him enough the last 2 years that I would get his sounds down, of which... Oh!
You know what? Now that I think about it, I think that first one was positive because you got a little more O in the O.
Yeah.
Ooh. I can't go that
way. Yeah, there's more of a disappointment of, oh, you know. I'll work on it, John. Sorry for the bad impersonation. No, the last time we had a baseball game, I think it was New Mexico last week, where I was on Tech Talk with Clint during the baseball game. Last time we had to run a show during the same time, I was so distracted. I would stop mid-sentence and yell at the umpire. Yeah. And you know, so there'll probably be some of that. I'm going to yell and say horrible calls and, you know.
Maybe we'll just put Choice through a pop quiz for 30 straight minutes.
You'll get to live it with us. Nah, I don't know if that's the greatest idea. But
30 straight minutes of pop quiz.
We can see. Wouldn't it be funny if Adam Scott just fell in the water right there? See, I'm already distracted watching golf. Can't wait till the basketball game's on.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Glad to be part of your Thursday. You're hanging out with the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Choice Woodman and David Collier joining you from the First United Bank studio. The broadcast underway for Texas Tech basketball. Jeff Haxton and Christopher Level. Courtside. Sorry, Jeff Goodman from Kansas City. I actually don't know if their seats are courtside.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Do you know? Sometimes in like more professional arenas, I don't know, that's not a NBA arena, but they have the broadcasters elevated a little bit. I remember when they were in Phoenix for that Gonzaga game a few years back. Theirs was like on the second not the lower level, but the second level, there's like a setup there.
I wouldn't think that would be a problem, to be honest with you.
No, I think for basketball, it's fine. You don't want upper deck for basketball. That would be a problem, but you don't have to be super close. I went to, but you know me, being the diva that I am, went to Clyde to call the friendship basketball game a couple of weeks ago, and they had tables set up at the top, like the very top, and I'm like, I got my own table. I'm just gonna, ask Coach Page if he's cool with me plopping down right next to their bench, and he was.
Yeah.
And then someone came and asked, like, how did you get this set up? I'm like, I didn't ask anybody besides the coach. I'm just like, I went
part of the coaching staff. I just need to set my equipment up here. We do all this verbal analysis, and I break everything down. I'm just one of the coaches.
That's right.
Just do it out loud. If the other team wants to listen in, they can. But oh, this is being broadcast.
Oh, whoops.
My bad.
No.
All right, we'll just move this stuff. Sorry, we won't be here for the next game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's not a good sound. maybe they can get Goodman an obstructed view. Okay, that would be a good idea. I've heard enough of his Goodman take choice for president. I'm hoping you're talking like president of, the softball team at Raymar, because I don't know that you don't want any sort of anything else. We have a new segment. Oh, that's you.
Yes, that's
rejected
me.
Fellow American Apple.
Yeah, I think
names.
We're yeah.
Not rejected. I think we just need new ideas for these. Don't have to be rejected.
No. Well, there are some really good ones that would be, but
I think Clint needs to write songs around these.
No, that's what
these names.
I proposed 2 days ago because I didn't realize this was a thing and people have started doing it. I think what needs to be done is we need to get, I don't know how many songs are on a album or whatever these days anyway. We'll just go with 12. We need to get the 12 best names.
Sounds fair.
And he writes 12 songs that are titled that, and then he debuts that album somewhere here in town, and everybody goes and they have an opportunity to purchase it, download it. He can autograph it. The band can autograph it. I don't want to. I'm assuming it's not a one man band.
Yeah,
he's not sitting there playing everything himself. But
one man band. Yeah,
but yeah, he should do that.
You got questions?
Someone I do have does. Questions.
Let's do it.
2 minutes of nonstop in your face inquiries with no end in sight. It's time now for burning questions.
Kind of, anyway.
Okay.
Random. We'll start with the old Chip thing. Start bench
Chip
cut.
Chip Kelly?
Yeah, Chip Kelly.
Okay.
Start bench cut. Plain Lay's potato chips, Ruffles, or kettle chips, or Chip Kelly.
Okay, I'm going to fire. I just cut fire Chip Kelly.
Okay, good.
Plain. We're going to, I am a larger guy, so we're definitely cutting the baked. I don't, like if baked sat in front of me, I
didn't
mind.
Say baked. I said plain old Lay's, Ruffles, and kettle chips.
Oh, aren't kettle baked chips
think,
anyway?
I don't think so. No, those are the crunchier ones.
Okay.
They're like,
they're probably still healthier for you, right?
I don't think so. I think those are all oil.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. You're thinking, you're just thinking
no,
the
I know.
Bacons.
I know what kettle, like, I know what kettle chips are. I just.
Right. They're just salty and they're just hard. They're.
We're about to find out.
There's more crunch to them.
Some people think that kettle chips, which often taste more like more potato-like or more natural and healthier, but they're not. Okay.
They're not, yeah.
Look at you. We'll go. I'm still still cutting the kettle chips. Going the way. What's up, Level? let's go with the wavy ones.
You're married to the kettle chips, apparently.
I know. I'm married to the kettle chips. Wavy or Ruffles, bench it, and then just the straight up Lay's.
Plain old Lay's.
I had the Lay's last night, and it's hard to beat. You can't eat just one.
You got to be barbecue or something like that. Lucas?
Wait, do I get to pick which kind?
No, I just said plain old Lay's.
Yeah, I still like all sorts, but
I would start the Ruffles, bench the kettle and then cut the plane.
I think I would flip-flop the two, start and bench there. But if I have flavored Lay's, yes. But just plain old salty Lay's, I'm going to take a different option there. Let's see. Would you rather win this Big 12 tournament?
Okay.
Or one NCAA tournament game?
Oh, that's a great question. Man, I've sat here and preached how the important one is next week.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you're playing for. If you just get one round deep, and that, think about how, you know, I was talking about entitlement, how far we've come around here.
Mm-hmm.
Because winning an NCAA tournament game like 8 years ago is like, oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
we've fantastic. Been. But you couldn't even dream of a Big 12 championship
yeah,
at that point. So I think just because we haven't had it, it'd be something different. I think I'd take the Big 12 tournament championship. Three games over one. Three wins over one.
And that's probably a good choice because I think the other day I mentioned there's only been five teams in the Big 12, current five teams in the Big 12 conference that have actually won a Big 12 title game.
Yeah.
Missouri has won more recently than the majority of them.
Almost everybody. You know, that being said, if you go and win a Big 12 tournament championship and then you if you go one and done, that would be very disappointing because you're probably a four seed.
Well, that's part of it, yeah. But
I still take that.
You're still taking the Big 12 title?
Are you?
I honestly think I would, and I'm usually not in that situation.
I'm not. But I feel like you've gotten to the point with your basketball program. NCAA tournament is a good season. To get to the great season level, it's got to be Sweet 16.
Well, in
second weekend.
There's the potential of you beating Houston.
Yeah.
And or Baylor and Iowa State.
Yeah.
In the championship game. That would be, yeah, so you would knock off the number one team in the country, but I think I would go with the Big 12 one. Okay. Just this year. Very
just
rarely
this year,
do I
yeah.
say that.
Yeah, I think this year in particular I'd take
Lucas.
Yeah, looking at the bracket, I think winning the Big 12 would be more important because obviously you'll take down Houston in the semifinals, and then hopefully Iowa State in the championship game. That could boost your NCAA seeding even higher, and that could push you to get more wins in the tournament. So winning the Big 12 would hopefully equal more wins in the NCAA tournament.
No, that's the thing is you
get
it's one or the other.
You have to pick.
Like you can win one NCAA tournament game this year, or you can win
The Big 12 championship.
Oh, absolutely. Then I would win the one game in the NCAA tournament because if you're the higher seed and you lose your first game, you're going to get humiliated.
Yeah. No, so. I agree. That's what I would typically say.
Normally I would, but this year I think it'd be a little
This year, if we're Graham McCaslin were able to say I won the Big 12 championship my first year, and hey, we were kind of shorthanded in the NCAA tournament. We got past the first. But yeah, no, I think I would go Big 12 this year and this year alone because it's everybody's favorite conference or favorite.
That's a good question. Really tough question, but well done, Collier.
Thank you.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It is time for your questions. We will effort to answer them best we can. It is Ask the Benchwarmers, part of the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. I'm Choice Woodman, in for Jeff Haxton, who is in Kansas City calling a basketball game right now. David Collier to my left, Lucas White across the way. Questions for any and all of us are welcome. Tech leading 12-2 over on Double T 97.3 over BYU after the first media timeout, 15:55 to go. First question was any update on Williams? We thought it was knee, but apparently more ankle, and he jogged a little bit. So
you say that, and I was just watching the replay they had there. It might have been the ankle, but the trainer was working on the knee whenever he got up to run.
That's
down.
What I thought, but
just watching that replay there, he was up underneath the left knee.
And again,
either way, not good.
Best case, probably hyperextension. I don't know. Tip, steal, Red Raiders, Pop Isaacs, missed the layup, tip in good. Allegedly. 14-2. Does that change the illegal broadcasting?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
14-2, Texas Tech leads it. Good start so far. Really good energy for the Red Raiders. There's the first BYU three. First of probably many. 14-5. Start bench cut, Schweppes, Canada Dry, Seagram's. Some guy named Clint asked this one.
I'm going to start with the Canada Dry.
Okay.
Then I'm going to bench the Schweppes, and then I'm going to cut the Seagram's, and then I'm going to pour all of them in the sink, and I'm not drinking any of that crap.
Why do you not like they're really good for the belly
environment?
Ache.
Oh. No, you can just have 7-Up for the belly
Can't
ache.
Can't leave that guy open.
7-Up for the belly ache. Has better flavor.
No, not at all. Not even close. 100%. The ginger is good for the belly.
7-Up. I'm not drinking that junk.
My wife is Mexican, so she learned to fix everything, every sickness with Sprite.
Sprite?
It's like every time
it's the only your belly hurts, I drink Sprite.
Sprite. Sprite. Yeah. So... The only soda you drink? Really?
Yep. Only one. Sprite.
That's it.
Nothing else. We have this knockoff version of Sprite. It's like Sprite, but it's peach that my daughter drinks, and she's not at the house right now because she's in college. And I don't have Sprite there, so every once in a while I'll go to the fridge in the garage and swipe one of those not very tasty peach Sprite knockoffs.
Lamar Washington just got away with the travel. See? I'm fair on both sides.
I'm not joking. I like look down and I look back up and they're in double digits.
Oh yeah.
I swear it was like 16-2 a second ago.
They hit two quick threes, then backed a guy down.
I'm trying to do a show over here, Choice.
Well, I'm
hey, 16-10. I told you this during the break before we get to the next Ask the Benchwarmers.
Yes.
So when Patrick Mahomes took that restructured his contract and got that $21.6 million or whatever of free space to sign free agents, one of the names that popped up was Calvin Ridley.
Yes.
And Calvin Ridley did not sign with them.
Okay.
He actually signed with the Tennessee Titans along with Tony Pollard. But
oh boy,
the best part of this is a tweet that came across, because Tennessee is not the team you would expect him to sign with, right?
No.
Well, this tweeter... Suspicious Calvin Ridley passed up the Jags, who were minus 300, or the Patriots, who were plus 200, to take slightly less money to go with the Titans. Do you want to guess the gambling odds of Calvin Ridley going to the Tennessee Titans?
Oh, no. What were they?
Plus 1,800.
Oh, my gosh.
And why do we bring that up?
Oh, because he got in trouble for gambling. Oh, my gosh. That is suspicious. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm going to go make the extra money up here by putting $1 million down that Calvin Ridley
is going to
go to the Titans at plus 1,800 odds.
That would be
move.
Quite the story.
You can't forget the massive signing that the Titans got in Mason Rudolph as well.
Oh, so Mason massive. Rudolph signed there as well?
Yep.
Yeah. He did.
Holy moly.
That was a great follow by Kerwin Walton. Back to 10 points, 20-10.
Man, the quarterbacks they have there in Tennessee. I don't even know if Malik Willis is still there. Will Levis. Mason, ooh, man.
Ginger ale's good with Jameson. Yeah. I mean, there's a 7-7. But you can do Seagram's and Seagram's instead of 7-7. Bench warmers, what food can you not understand that people eat? Mine would be oysters or any animal or type of animal liver.
Mine would be oysters of a different kind.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yes. No reason to eat that.
Oh.
No. There's plenty of other stuff to... there's plenty of other things...
There's lots of parts of the cow that
you can go with. That's just to say, look at what I'm eating.
I don't know. You could make them pretty good when they're fried up.
No.
I'm not going
to... Zero reason to eat that.
steadfastly disagree with you, but there might be some Cowboys on the chat line that will.
That's fine. More for you to eat.
I don't know. I got to think, like, what am I? Bugs is a delicacy. Bats that give the world COVID. Just kidding. Found out that wasn't true. Bats, yeah. I don't. There's some animals. Dogs, if you're in China.
Yeah, well,
that's probably it.
We're not eating dogs here, hopefully.
Well, it said anyone.
Oh.
It said, like, why
that's true.
People eat. So that,
hello, that's everybody in China listening today.
Yeah. Another tip in. Look at that. It's 22-11, Red Raiders. 12:08 to go. Benchwarmers, what game has the best chance at upset today in the Big 12? I got to look at the other games going on. Are we going Vegas line upset or seeding upset? Because it's the 1-8 matchup. Houston, TCU, Kansas State, Iowa State, Cincy Baylor,
yeah.
Because this one, I don't even think there's a true upset in this Tech BYU game. They're pretty.
Well, it's 4-5. Yeah, no.
And
I would say the Iowa State Kansas State would have to be the biggest upset.
The best. Which one's got the best chance
of happening?
Yeah, they say
best chance. I would probably go with that one. I don't think Cincinnati's going to win 3 days in a row. I don't think Houston's going to hurt their chances of being a number one seed and potentially getting bounced by TCU.
Oh, I think they're one seed either way.
Really?
Yeah.
What if they lose by 20?
They're still one seed. I think TCU beating Houston would be the most possible. Yeah. Though that's the biggest line, so Vegas says it's the least possible. I don't know. I don't know that there's a...
I think we picked the two that had the best. Cincinnati winning 3 days in a row.
Since he's only a 6.5-point underdog against Baylor, I would be very surprised. But sometimes hot teams are...
Yeah.
What you need. What is your number two camping site? Well, what's my number one?
Yeah, exactly. What's number
Who's
one?
Who's asking this? This is Clint's burner. We found it.
Exactly. That's got to be Clint's.
Got to be.
The toilet.
That's your camping site.
That's my number two camping site, yes.
Hey-oh. Dad jokes. I would go... The place I camp the most is Roaring Springs Ranch, Texas.
So that would be number one then. Give us the number two. Backyard? Do you camp in the backyard? Do you do that?
Not often. Probably somewhere around Ruidoso. I don't know. The Nogal Peak? No. I don't know. I like Big Bend, but it gets too hot. So somewhere in Colorado. That's what we'll go with. That's very specific for you. Red Raiders leading right now as they have gone to another break. I'm
pretty sure we have not seen Darian re-enter the basketball game.
No, we have not. No Darian re-entry. 22-11 Tech leads. And you know what? You're going to have to get your updates from someone else or head over to TT97.3. You can listen to Clint and Sneed. Is that who's coming up? I don't know. Someone is. Maybe Jeff and Sneed. But you'll have a little bit of the bottom line coming your way.
Then Sneed's out today.
There you go. Lubbock Cooper is coming up at 1 o'clock. If you want to find that on 100.7, the score right now on TT97.3, it's Texas Tech basketball against BYU. Collier, have a great day.
You do the same, Choice.
I'll do my best. For David, for Lucas, I'm Choice. It's been the end of the bench on 100.7, the score.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.